Everyone, we have Diego Luna with Real Salt Lake and the U.S. Men's National Team. We will start with questions for Diego. Tyler Snipes, you can start us off. Tyler, you should be able to go now.
Thank you. Tyler Snipes with MLSsoccer.com. Diego, it feels like there's a lot for the taking for you this year. RSL, obviously a team with huge expectations. You've got a lot of positive momentum to come in, figure to be involved with the Olympics, and maybe putting yourself in a position to accomplish some of your long-term goals. In your own words, what is this year about for Diego Luna, and what are you hoping to show the world?
Yeah, I think this year is a big year for me. I think last year I showed a glimpse of who I can actually be and the player I am. So I think there's still a lot to come. And this year, yeah, like you said, there's a lot of things and a lot of goals this year, you know, to make the Olympics, you know, as the national team goal, to make call-ups for the Gold Cup, Copa America, stuff like that. And then also just to produce here for RSL and be that main guy, you know, that we can rely on when things get tough.
Next up, we'll go to Will. Will, feel free to ask your question now.
Will Gittins from Ask USA. We've seen you playing as a winger and attacking midfielder, even as a centre-forward at times. Is that versatility something that you want to keep in your game, or are you looking to really nail down a specific position?
Yeah, I think it's always good to play in different positions and be, you know, versatile. You know, it gives the coaches more options, it gives the player more options. But I think I'm still my best position and where I'm most usable is as the 10. So I think playing attacking mid is definitely where I could be my best and shine the brightest.
Diego, we have one question from a media member that could not join. Obviously, RSL has a lot of attention and hype around them heading into the season, year two with Chicho Arango. What are your expectations and goals for the team heading into 2024, and what are some personal achievements that you'd like to hit in MLS this season?
Yeah, I think personal, individual, I think I want to be the, you know, top goal scorer, top assist and with the team, and then, you know, like I said, be the guy that the team can rely on when things get tough. And then as a group, I think we just need to stay together, collective, continue with that hard work, that dog mentality that we have, and then our individual success and team success will show. You know, I think once we get our mindset right and everything, all our attributes and the players we have are definitely good enough and ready to put on a show this year.
Awesome. And if there are any other questions for Diego, please feel free to raise your hand. And one other one we had is that Pablo Mascherini will be talking with us next Monday. What has it been like playing under Pablo, and what are you looking forward to in 2024 with him?
Yeah, I think it's been really good, and I think it's shown, you know, my defensive side is something that I needed to work on, and I think I've done that, and I think it's given me the chance and opportunity to perform better and be an all-around player, and it's also helped me to play with the national team and you know, be an all-around player so I can get better chances and better opportunities in different situations, and whether that be in Europe or whether that be here. So I think it's definitely helped my game, and we'll continue to do that.
We'll go from one Diego to another. We'll go to Diego Pesolano. Diego, go ahead.
Hello, Diego. Good to see you again. You said that your best position for you in the field is as a 10. Do you talk to Pablo about these things, or you just decide the coach to do what he wants?
Yeah, I think it's just about, you know, I've definitely had talks with it, but I think it all comes down, you know, to the formation that we play as a club and as a team. And I think, you know, coming into this year, I'm going to be utilized in a more proper way. And that's something that I'm excited about, to also showcase myself more. And I think we've had conversations and it's been tossed around. So I think it's definitely something that I'm excited for and ready to put on the show this year.
Next up, we'll go to Jeff. Jeff, go ahead.
Yeah, hey, Diego. Wondering how training's been so far. You guys just got back from Portugal, playing in some competitive matches. You got a couple lined up there in Santa Barbara. How important are these preseason matches to kind of implement what the new kind of attacking form is and, you know, the new players to get ready for the season?
Yeah, I think it's huge, right, to get games under your belt, make sure you're ready, you're fit, and I think to get the guys to play together and get the starters to play together and you know, build the chemistry up. So I think it's definitely good to get as many games as you can before season. but also just getting trainings in with the guys and making sure everybody's healthy and ready to go for that big coming week.
Got time for one or two more. Next, we'll go to Justin.
Hi, Diego. Justin Ruderman with SBI Soccer. Thanks for your time. You mentioned Europe there. I'm just wondering, is that one of your goals this year, is to earn a move to Europe?
Yeah, definitely. I think it's always a goal I have and something that I hope to achieve in the near future. So definitely that's a goal above all these goals. And, you know, all these little goals will help me accomplish and help me make that move if I continue working day by day and the things that I can control on a daily basis.
We got time for one more. We'll go back to Will. Will, feel free to go ahead with your last one.
Thanks, Diego. You really kind of cemented your place in the team halfway through last season when Christian Arango arrived. Did his introduction kind of help you to flourish personally?
Yeah, definitely. I think it gave me, you know, an opportunity and someone to play with and build chemistry around. And, of course, having a player like that on the field is definitely going to make you better. But also it was just about, I think, getting my moment and getting the opportunity, you know, coming back from the World Cup and being able to earn my spot, something that I think I did and worked hard for, and to keep that spot and continue to this day, to continue with the same mentality and same thing that got me to where I'm at. So I'm going to continue to do that.
Awesome. Thanks so much for the time, Diego, and best of luck as the season starts coming up next week.
Awesome. Thank you very much, guys. Have a good one.